live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.
This is Real Talk on 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The time now 20 past 8, and you're also listening to Real Talk on the Voice of the Cape Radio. And beside me, I have the homie. So, assalamu alaikum, Safiya Pathan. How are you this evening?
Wa alaikum salam. I am fine, alhamdulillah, yourself.
I'm good, alhamdulillah. So, we know that you make heat and eat meals, is that correct?
Yes, indeed.
So, what else do you do? Now, let us know who you are before we delve into the heat and eat meals. What are your hobbies? What is your favorite thing to do besides making these foods?
Well, I'm going to say Netflix and chill.
So did you know that the question, the answer to the question of what was the most streamed Netflix show of last year?
I did, but I didn't want to shout it out. But like,
you should have. I'm like, the Umbrella Academy, what? So what inspired your business, Safiya?
My mommy. She's usually in the kitchen cooking, and she owns her own takeaways. So I thought, why not start something for myself?
Mm-hmm. And then is it difficult?
I mean, I usually say order day in advance, mm-hmm. but then on the day people would order and then I can't refuse. So I take on the orders anyway.
Mm-hmm. But that's so. When you know you make good food, I feel. Mm. If people are like, no, we're just not going to abide by your rules. When we list for something, we're going to call you up, the homie. Mm. So talking about the homie, where did that name come from?
So I usually call my mommy my homie, and she doesn't like it. So when I was like, mommy, what do I call this? And she's like, well, the homie. Right as well.
So your mom really assisted you. That's such an interesting story.
Because my mommy is my homie, so why not? Because she inspired me to do what I do.
Mm. And tell us about how you decided on the menu.
It's basically recipes that I got from her. Mm-hmm. So I was like, these are things I know how to make, and it's easy and quick, so... Basically.
And because it's heat and eat, you know, that's something that's really simple, and it's something that I really like. Because, for example, if you're going to deliver it, do you deliver?
We do.
Okay, awesome. Is there like an extra cost involved there? Or?
On orders over 150, it's 30 rand, and on orders over 200, it's 15.
Okay, awesome. And you are based where again?
Number 2, Old Clifontein Road.
In Old Clifontein Road, which area?
Aston.
Okay, awesome. So people can either call you up and then order, and then they can pick it up, or you also deliver.
Yes.
That's awesome. So who does the deliveries?
My brother.
Your brother. Okay, so it's like a whole family team effort.
Basically, because they all support me in what I do. Mm-hmm. So...
That's really awesome.
So you're saying that the meals are obviously easy for the consumer at Heat and Eat, but what are the challenges that you have to face beside people calling in on the day of?
You know, in terms of... Having started the business yourself, you know, what type of challenges do you think you faced?
Well, my mom's behind me, so she would help me prep whatever needs to be prepped the day before, and it's basically 2 minute things.
In terms of your branding, tell us about that. How did you get people to know about the homie?
So I started an Instagram page, mm-hmm. and I basically put it all over WhatsApp, and all my friends helped. And Twitter, Facebook, so that's how it came about.
So mainly on social media. And of course now with word of mouth, based on the fact that if the food is liquor, you get shared over. But based on your age as well, my sister, you are how old? Tell us again.
I'm 18 years old.
You are ripe 18 years old. And you started this business?
The 1st of Feb.
So it's very, very new.
Yes.
And at the moment you are in matric?
No. I'm waiting on the results.
Oh, you're waiting on your... Oh, so you finished matric last year?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a 19-year-old to be, basically. And when you were at school, for example, last year, how did the academic year go for you?
It was really stressful because everything was sent online and we had to, like, teach ourselves. And then finals, it was just hectic.
And in terms of people that are now finished... with school, like yourself, you know, what kind of advice do you have for them?
So you're saying she doesn't have any advice for people. But I think back to the heat and eat and the homie, you know, what's on your menu? What examples of food do you actually have that are, for the people that are listening, that's like, yo, I list for butter chicken. I wonder if Safiya makes that.
It's basically home food, things you can make at home that mm-hmm. we don't really list to make.
Yeah. Okay.
That would take longer. So, like, patty chicken, lamb curry, the noodles, pastas. Mm-hmm. So, that's...
And you also have a seafood menu, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
You have a seafood station. Tell us more about that.
So, a lot of people doesn't eat meat and fish. I mean, meat and chicken. Mm-hmm. So... people like seafood, so I thought prawns, crayfish, and then I started the seafood platter. It's similar to Ocean Basket, but not Ocean Basket.
Similar to Ocean Basket.
I'm going to post that on Instagram soon.
And then what are your prices like? Because I imagine that having like a platter like Ocean Basket is quite expensive.
So basically it's a platter for two,
mm-hmm.
so it'd be $2.50 or under.
Mm.
Depends what you want on the plate and what you eat and what you don't eat.
Mm, and what have you found is one of your best sellers?
The prawn salamis.
The prawn salamis?
Yes.
I've never had a prawn salami before.
I've never had a prawn salami either.
Well, you can try that during the break.
Hey! So we're going to be online on Facebook.
Did you actually?
Yes.
She'll give us some food to try out. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Out of excitement, Anika says. But yes, do check us out on the Facebook page. We will be giving that quite a review, a live review, I think, maybe after the show, inshallah ta'ala. But Lossie sister, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that? And if they're interested in buying your products, how would you sell it to them?
So they can order on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, and they can WhatsApp me
mm-hmm.
on 061-365-9784.
And what's your handles on Instagram, Twitter?
Laomi, mm-hmm. 3 underscores between the two words.
The underscore homie.
Yes.
Okay, and that's on Insta.
Yes.
And your number one more time for us?
061-365-9784.
Awesome. Jazakallah khair. Since you are still a teenager, do you have any shout outs?
To my mommy. Mom, I love you. And the siblings that I don't really love. But okay.
Your brother's the delivery boy.
No. Our siblings, we love to hate our siblings. That is how it works, sister. But Safiya Pathan, am I saying it right?
Yes,
Safiya Pathan, the homie, Jazakallah Khair, for joining us, telling us all about her heat and eat business all the way out in Athlone. And yes, she does take deliveries. But sister, Jazakallah Khair for you. May Allah grant all the success for your business, inshallah. May it go from strength to strength.
Ameen, shukran for having me, guys.
Afwan. And with that, let's head out for a quick ad break. And when we get back, it's more real talk.